Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes, sir, the week ahead. What can you expect in your timeline? What's going to be in the news feed? What's on television in the paper right here on WTMJ? The week ahead. So here's what we got. Starting tonight, MPS Superintendent Keith Posley's job could be on the line. Special board meeting going to be held tonight, and one of their agenda items is to discuss him. Dismissal, demotion, licensing, or discipline all on the table, apparently, for Mr. Posley.
Yeah, if you're the chief executive of anything, you don't want to see that as a line item on the agenda.
No.
So, also taking public comment tonight for the first time since the full scale of the financial crisis for MPS has come to light.
And that could be, that's dicey, be ugly as well. Yes. The trial of Hunter Biden on felony gun charges set to begin in Delaware. The son of President Joe Biden pleading not guilty. The three crimes in the case, all stemming from special counsel's claim that he was abusing drugs while he purchased and possessed a revolver back in 2018. So that's against federal law. Basically, he's accused of falsely swearing on a form that he was not a drug user when he bought that gun.
Hunter's lawyers could cast doubt on who exactly filled out the form and whether Hunter Biden was even an addict at the time. Jury selection could last up to 5 days. If convicted, Hunter could face up to 25 years in prison. But experts say nonviolent first-time offenders rarely get serious prison time for gun charges.
So another first in U.S. history, that's ABC's Christiane Cordero there. Another first in U.S. history this week with this case. The Justice Department has never charged the child of a sitting president before. For the first time in history, that is happening now. Parade of Planets is tonight. Vince, Jupiter will align with Mars and Mercury and Neptune, Saturn and Uranus. So keep your eyes to the sky.
Parade of Planets.
All eyes on the Parade of Planets tonight. The 18th year of Downtown Dining Week here in Milwaukee is underway. Runs through Thursday. We got primaries again tomorrow. Thursday is also a big one. June 6th. Is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy to begin the liberation of Europe from Nazi Germany. So supporters celebrated in Atlanta on Sunday as veterans left for France to commemorate the date. Some of these guys...
Can't be a lot of those guys left.
Not a lot of them, and they're getting up there in age.
I'm the luckiest man in the world. I'm 101 years old without an acre of pain.
Attaboy, Jake Larson. And we are the luckiest people because of you, sir. So they're heading out there. President Biden going to be in France, too, this week to commemorate that anniversary. UW-Whitewater going to welcome Special Olympics Wisconsin. It's the Summer Games. Kicks off on Thursday. So that's a big event. You know that
one. Huge event. Been to so many of those. I was on the board of directors for many years at Special Olympics Wisconsin. What's great is this is the biggest event that occurs in the state. The biggest number of athletes competing. So many other people who are connected to the cause come. The opening ceremony tonight is really special. Later this week.
Yep. Pride Fest is this weekend at the movie theater.
I need Nasty Mike. Bad boy. What are you doing?
A fight crime, baby.
Bad Boys returns. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. This is the first Bad Boys movie in nearly 30 years, so that returns to the big screen. The Watchers as well, starring Dakota Fanning. And how about this? The Final Spin. Pat Sajak's final run as host of Wheel of Fortune is Friday.
That's it. That's his last show.
It's already been taped.
I feel like we've been talking about this for a long time.
They call it The Final Spin.
Do we
this
know who's
time,
taking over?
It's personal. Ryan Seacrest takes over.
Oh, that's right.
And Vanna is just signed a new deal, so she's around for another couple of years. That is your week ahead.
Money, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. I find things here.